Nearly two dozen dog sledding teams set out a week ago on a 1,000-mile race over some of the most remote territory in North America. The Mushers have reached the halfway mark in the race. They're now in the Canadian Yukon, and Emily Schwing of member station KUAC has been following the race since its start in Fairbanks, Alaska.
It's an unseasonably warm 30 degrees as 13 Huskies line out in front of a sled packed full with gear. The dogs wear red harnesses and black booties on their feet, and they howl with excitement. Musher Alan Moore calls to the dogs ahead of their 200-mile trot along the frozen Yukon River. Their desire to run is audible.
Dogs! The dogs!
Moore steps onto the sled runners and takes off. Longtime Fairbanks musher Sonny Lindner won the inaugural Yukon Quest in 1984. He's 62 years old. This is his seventh quest. As he lights a stove to heat water for his dogs, I ask him why he runs this race.
Hey, that is a good question that I don't have an answer to.
Most say they do it to spend time with their dogs. Christy Barrington does it because she feels part sled dog.
They look at me, I think, as just one of the gang. You know, I could be out there strapped up to a doghouse and run around in a chain with them, and we'd all get along just fine.
These dogs face an incredible obstacle course. 4-foot-high, crusty snowdrifts, blocks of ice as big as a house, and gaping cracks in the frozen Yukon River.
It's titled the toughest race on Earth for a reason.
That's Lance Mackey. He's the Lance Armstrong of dog mushing. A cancer survivor, he's won the Yukon Quest 4 times. His dogs are a particularly boisterous bunch. Their tongues flap as they run. Steam from their breath floats in the air. Mackey and all the other teams follow a Klondike Gold Rush-era trail. More than a century ago, miners used the route to access remote parts of the far north. It's the same place where today the weather is warmer. The trails are now marked, but the dangers are mostly the same. In Dawson City, Yukon, I'm Emily Schwing for NPR News.